You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Henat Baba. Organizations like the San Francisco Marin Food Bank are more essential now than ever. We just heard from former longtime director Paul Ash. Next, we'll hear from the new director, Tanis Crosby. In addition to the pop-up pantries we heard about earlier in the show, how else is the food bank meeting the growing demand? I talked with her to find out. You're coming into this job at a difficult time, to say the least. The food bank is at a place right now where it's serving, I think I read, double the number of households compared to before the pandemic. So it's a really challenging time to be kind of taking this on. And if we first talk about this new huge demand in terms of food, the food production chain has been affected. So what has the food bank done?
Our team has been so creative in identifying the food sourcing. We partner with programs that were incubated right here at our food bank called Farm to Family. 60% of the food that we source is fresh fruits and vegetables. So yes, it has been challenging, but we were ready to meet that challenge head on. We were ready to work with our partners, with farmers, and with the government and in coalitions to source this food, to buy the food, and then to make sure that we're distributing it to those who need it the most in our community.
Hmm. And like you said, we do know that there are, you know, many, many more people who are using your service. What areas that you serve have seen the most uptick in need?
We know that in our community, that communities of color have been disproportionately impacted. We know that older adults in our communities have been disproportionately impacted in being able to access and receive healthy, nourishing food. So we're laser focused on making sure that we are reaching out to that diversity of our community to making sure that we can serve. And that's how we make this mission work, by, with, through our community. And then innovative solutions like drive-through for those who are able to use vehicles. That's a great way of providing different choices and options. So we've stretched, we've looked at different ways we can distribute, different methods of reaching diverse communities, and then incubating those ideas with our community.
And it looks like a lot more people have been perusing your home delivery option as well. The number here from your report says pre-COVID it was 260 households and now it's 12,000 households. Is that right?
That's right. It goes up for between 8 and 12,000. And just to think of the scope of volunteering, it takes about 2,000 volunteers per week to run these emergency programs. That's up from about 1,200 pre-pandemic. So we've really scaled up these activities, but it's because of the community support that's making this possible.
And so that brings me to my question about donors. To what extent have donors either increased in numbers or increased contributions? Where is the additional funding coming from for these expanded services?
Right now, we are on track to deliver in excess of 63 million pounds of food this coming year. That's up from 48 million the prior year. In January alone, we distributed over 5 million meals, food to make 5 million meals. So donors are powering this amplification of effort. We've increased our staff by over upwards of 60%. We're sourcing food, distributing more food, and the community is making that possible. Every dollar that's invested in the food bank, we turn into two meals. So we're able to really amplify and magnify the impact because of the donation of time, the donation of food, and the donation of talent. So we pull that all together to make some real magic happen in our community.
Right. So you're coming into this job in a difficult time, but also back in October, folks at the food bank unionized, but that was after, you know, a lot of people were talking about issues with institutional racism and a lack of worker protections. And this is recent. This is fresh still in the hearts and minds of workers at the food bank. So as director, what are your plans in that regard?
I am squarely focused on making sure that we center equity and inclusion in our work and way forward. And it's so important that as part of our mission, we recognize and embed and center in the ways in which we must deliver our service, our culture, and our support to ensure that we see equity and inclusion as an imperative that is embedded into our mission. Our staff are committed to transformation, our leadership, our board. I think this is a great moment that we can meet, and when we center on equity and inclusion, that's where our mission will be most impactful. So I think there's a lot of opportunity ahead. There's an opportunity to listen, to transform, and to center our work on the way forward. And I'm really excited by that.
We know so many families are facing food insecurity for the first time. What do you want to tell them? What should a family or an individual who's facing food insecurity for the first time know right now?
There's no shame in receiving help, because we all need help at some point, and we all have help to offer. So we invite you to be part of this expression of caring and community. And if you need help, we're here for you. And if you'd like to be part of offering your help, we'd love to have you as part of this team.
All right, Tanis Crosby, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tanis Crosby is the new executive director of the San Francisco Marin Food Bank. If you or someone you know would like to donate or volunteer or otherwise help out the food bank, we'll show you how to do that at kalw.org.